Minister, colleagues, I'm extremely grateful to be here. I'm very grateful to the Foundation for this invitation and for this event, which gives us the opportunity to talk about the strength of UK-China collaboration through a variety of funding mechanisms, including those of UK research and innovation, talk a little bit about the impact of those investments, and to think about how we can engage in the future profitably for the benefit of all people, both in UK and China, but across the world. So the almost traditional nature of these bilateral or quadrilateral speeches is that we stand up and read out a list of the things that we've done, and a lot of numbers. So there are going to be some stats, which I shall go through. But I wanted each stage to try to stop and say what those statistics really mean. The first set of statistics are just the absolute strength and power of China as a research and innovation nation, but also of our capacity to work together. So China's research and innovation landscape has grown enormously over the last 40 years, second biggest spender on R&D, with a year-on-year expenditure increase averaging 11.8% over the past 5 years. Total public and private science and technology expenditures in 2020 amounted to RMB 2.43 trillion, that's 276 billion, and 2.4% of the GDP, 2.4%, rather a totemic figure. Well done. China has a large and rapidly growing research base, 2.11 million researchers, close to 25% of the world's R&D workforce. China's rising global importance means it is more, not less important to work with China, even with the challenges that come with managing such enormous and accelerating partnerships. Even my own subject of ancient history and classics is now well represented in Chinese universities, which I'm really excited by, actually. We enjoy a strong relationship with China on science and technology that's remained resilient, and the Integrated Review, a critical document for UK's positioning, emphasizes and supports the position of us continuing to work closely with China. 2020, the UK became China's second largest partner in joint publications after the US, and we see that collaboration is mutually beneficial. Joint papers receive higher field-weighted citation indices than papers written separately for both countries. Our joint collaborative research output has more than doubled over the 5 years from 2016 to 2020. Huge numbers of papers, 9,925 papers in 2016 to 21,154 in 2020. It strike me just how long it would take any of us to actually read all those papers. But the truth of the matter is that underpinning all of these statistics is a hugely powerful set of collaborative relationships that are built from the ground, that are built from mutual respect and trust between universities and individual researchers in both countries, and then reach out to have enormous impact across the world, which I shall come on to in a moment. What has underpinned this relationship is the long history of partnership with China's best researchers and some structural features. The UK-China science and innovation relationship is underpinned by the UK-China Joint Strategy for Science, Technology and Innovation Cooperation, signed in 2017. And there is an annual flagship challenge where the UK and China agree to enhance levels of cooperation in a specific area. We've done agritech, healthy aging, and we're hoping to work further on One Health pandemic preparedness. And each flagship challenge lasts for about 3 years. And in all the presentations that I've seen, there have been really tremendous advances that have come from these large-scale, multi-year flagship challenges. And one of the reasons why they are so successful is that they are jointly agreed. UKRI's work in China is led by an expert team based in the British Embassy in Beijing that leads relationships with China's funding agencies, facilitates the delivery of joint programs, measures the impact of UK-China collaborations, and provides a voice for UK excellence in research and innovation in the world's most dynamic R&D landscape. And just as this year is the 50th anniversary of the UK embassy, British embassy in China, so it is the 15th anniversary of UKRI's collaboration with China via the China office. To date, UKRI has funded 682 projects, and remember, UKRI is terribly young. It's not only been around 4 years. 682 projects involving collaboration between UK and Chinese partners with a total value of £571.6 million. And UKRI works with Chinese partners through a full range of multilateral initiatives, some of which we've heard of: CERN, DUNE, Square Kilometre Array, Antarctic Survey, a marvellous moment where we all came together and respected that extraordinary continent, Belmont Forum, Global Research Council, Wheat Yield Initiative, Global Alliance for Chronic Diseases, International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis, and so on. This means that there is a very rich infrastructure which is sitting underneath the research and innovation partnerships. And of course, they are sitting alongside the sort of work that is done by DIT and other instruments of government. So this infrastructure alongside the personal partnerships and relationships gives us the possibility to see this remarkably strong landscape. So what? We can all sit down and write papers that nobody reads. I certainly have. And we can, all of us, do this kind of work. But what impact does it have? That's what matters. What I hope to do is mention just a few of the things that we've done, which tick some of Oliver Letwin's fundamental technologies. UKRI funded research has led to China-wide ban on colistin as an animal growth promoter in order to reduce the chance of antibiotic resistance developing, part of a global health initiative, which is so important because if our health is not there, as we have seen recently, very little can be built. Collaboration between China's OSCAR and Oxford University, funded by UKRI in part, delivered COVID testing kits that work in as little as 15 minutes, which have been used to support international travel and the UK government's test release scheme. New carbon capture technology, incorporated into China's existing and planned energy infrastructure, reduced the energy requirement of CO2 capture by 25 to 30%. Kadoorie Biobank, which has developed the world's largest cohort study, broadened vastly understanding the links between genetics and health. And this model went on to inform the development of the UK Biobank. A novel battery technology is leading to the development of new fleets of hybrid buses in UK and advanced charging facilities in China. And absolutely all of this is both about research and about innovation. It is the combination of the two, upstream research, downstream application, for benefit economically and societally. And to give one last example, which I know will be dear to the heart of at least one person in this room, world-class expertise being established through joint centres such as the Centre of Excellence for Plant and Microbial Sciences, a global centre for excellence in plant science funded by BBSRC and the Chinese Academy of Sciences. And we do all this through the lens of trusted research. And I would like to say that whilst we have all touched on trusted research in one way or another, critical thing about trusted research and integrity for me is that this is a matter of good practice in research integrity that is essential to every partnership between every country and every other country. There may be particular reasons to focus on trusted research and integrity in some partnerships, but we must focus on it in all partnerships because it is the only way to protect our researchers, their work, and to ensure that it is used properly. There's significant appetite for us to continue and develop these collaborations. Vivian has mentioned some of the mechanisms which we'll bring to bear, either in an association with Horizon Europe context or a non-association with Horizon Europe. We will be looking at targeted funds, but most critically, we will be looking through this comprehensive spending review period at building fundamental research, discovery-driven research between UK and China and in multilateral relationships where we can together work on critical flagship challenges such as One Health and decarbonisation alongside other partners across the world, those in ODA countries and those in non-ODA countries, exactly as Vivian mentioned. I'm going to finish because there's much else to say, but I just wanted to say that we talk about this all as if it's terribly new. And I fully accept that there are particular issues that Oliver Letwin has mentioned about this moment in time, which is special and significant. But we mustn't forget that the relationship between us is of long standing, and the nature of our common humanity is just immensely deep, and it is the fundamental thing on which everything is built. So I'm going to finish because by my bedside at the moment is a wonderful translation of Chinese poetry from the Tang Dynasty, which is the second half of the first millennium AD. It is called In the Same Light. And if you read those poems by brilliant poets such as Du Fu, you are reading about exiles, people troubled by war, people losing their homes, people falling in love, people losing loved ones through illness, people finding joy in scholarship, people finding peace and tranquility in relationships with each other and looking to the future over 1,000 years ago. And here, I'm just going to bring a little peace to us all in these troubled times. This is Du Fu in his scholarly moment by a tree, contemplating the world, translated by Wong Mei and Carcanet Press's fantastic book, which I really recommend, In the Same Light. In the abbot's silent courtyard, the colour of moss leads one deeper into the bamboo grove. Sunrise, dew, mist, nothing amiss. The green pines look twice bathed. Coming off speech and words, I come too, glad of the heart's gladness. These are emotions and relationships which are deep between us and on which we can build. And through arts, humanities, science, innovation, business, we can build a relationship which I think will make us stronger together. Thank you.
Could our speakers come up for our panel, please, if you wouldn't mind joining?